I want to tell you how my unemployment and just doing any interview I could led to New Life. I was unemployed, feeling like total failure, depressed. Mm-hmm. Well, I started doing interviews. And I was interviewing with this group up in Northern California, a venture capital firm. They were looking for someone to head up this big insurance company. I was involved in the longest job interview ever with these people. It was a 6-hour interview. So they thought I could do this job. And I called them the next day and I said, you know what? I just feel like I have to do something more directly involved with my faith. And so just take me off the list. Well, I was really desperate then because now I had an opportunity and I turned it down. A few days later, these two men came to me and said, we want you to start a company and we're going to find the money for you to start it. And I said, well, what do I do? He said, you pick what it's going to be. I said, well, if that's true, I'll create a little business plan for a Christian psychiatric healthcare company. He said, great. So a few days later, I'm back with them. I have my plan. And they say, we're going to go to Northern California to a venture capital fund and see if they'll fund this little concept. Well, you know who it was? It was the very people that I'd done that interview with. And they said, look, we were going to put you in charge of this big old multi-million dollar thing. I think we can trust you with a couple of million dollars to start your own organization. And that was the beginning of New Life, 35 years ago this month. And so New Life was a for-profit, venture capital-funded company, and when our revenue reached $92 million a year, because we had 36 treatment programs, Women of Faith, all this other stuff, Ramuda Ranch, they decided it was time to sell. And I knew that was it. And that's when we spun off New Life into a not-for-profit. And so if I hadn't been getting up in the morning, getting dressed, willing to do whatever it took, I don't think it would have ever happened. I think God used the effort that I was doing over there, and then here it comes over here. And we're still here 35 years later. And for that, boy, am I ever, ever grateful. Don't give up on God. He has not given up on you. He has a plan. But sometimes we have to just stay moving forward, doing things that don't make sense. And he honors that kind of effort. Those who persevere receive the crown of life. It's not perfection sometimes. It's just persevering. And God steps in because he said that he will honor our perseverance.